Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Chris Boswell looking for his sixth make of the day, and he's got it. And that's been everything for the Steelers. Six made field goals, three takeaways.
And Chris Boswell making a little history, too, for the Steelers. A win on the road. A win is a win, right? And we're joined by our Odyssey Sports Director, courtesy of our video. You can see Jeff Hathorn at KDKRadio.com on the radio. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. You know, often the players kind of look sideways at a kicker like, oh, yeah, what did you do today? Kick off a few times, a few extra points. Extra points would have been nice, but six field goals, and he punted for the first time in his career. It's quite a game and quite an impact Chris Boswell had in this game.
Well, let's talk about that punting issue. At first, it looked like running into the kicker and the Steelers would have got a first down. Instead, they got penalized, and Cam Johnston, the new punter this year for the Steelers, injured, doesn't look good. And then, you know, the game wasn't decided then. So, yeah, you had to bring out Chris Boswell to kick, and he had a pretty good punt.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. He's very understated. If you get more than two sentences out of him, you're doing well. And he said, you know, that was pretty good for a kicker, but probably not good for a punter. But it did just fine. Like, he looked natural. He got it in the air. And it was really good coverage because it was a line drive kick, which often those can be returned. But Scotty Miller did a great job of being right on the spot, and for a wide receiver, made a really good tackle.
And speaking of Scotty Miller, since Cam Johnston was not able to play, he's the holder. So they had to bring in Scotty Miller to hold so that Boswell could get that sixth field goal. So, yeah, a lot of intrigue.
Yeah, and Larry, it was interesting. Boswell said after the game, he said, it's like, well, did you have a conversation with Miller? And he told him, he said, yes. When you get it, just keep it still. I'll find a way to get it in. You just keep it still.
That is pretty special.
You know, who would doubt him?
All right, so let's talk about the quarterbacks. We found out late. I mean, it was rumored Russell Wilson wouldn't be ready. Justin Fields would play. And finally, that's how it rolled out. And how would you evaluate Justin Fields' first start for the Steelers?
Well, thankfully, he had more than just one series. Because if you evaluated him after the first series, it would be very rough. But they did. They started to get better, slowly but surely. Here's the thing. Even though he did have a fumbled snap and then another bobbled exchange, no turnovers, no bad passes, no fumbles running the ball. And, you know, I thought he got to open it up a little bit. A couple of throws to George Pickens, one that was called back for offensive pass interference, those were nice throws. Those were good plays. And then at the end of the game, he got a key first down with his feet. So I thought as the game went on, they started to build some momentum, much like the defense did, like the whole team did. They built some momentum. Offensively, though, I thought Fields got better. And listen, this isn't what you have to remember. It's like for those of us that were kids that didn't maybe really see Terry Bradshaw but heard of him, and you thought the quarterback play was supposed to be at a certain level, like don't expect that Justin's going to be Ben. But he found a way to get a win, and, you know, we'll see what happens this week on whether Russell's healthy enough to play.
Jeff, about a punter, circling back to that topic, what do the Steelers have to do here? I mean, I assume this is a, you know, there's no one on the practice team in waiting for this, right?
No, it's tryout time, and they'll do that today and tomorrow. And there's, listen, in the NFL, there's a list. You know the free agents that are available. They'll find somebody with some NFL experience. The sad thing here is, I mean, I know people say it's just a punter, but he's so good.
Yep.
Able to pin teams down and get hang time and angle the kicks the way you want. I mean, especially, you know, after Presley Harvin, who had a lot of inconsistencies, this guy was so consistent. And had a great camp. So now it's tryout time, and, you know, whoever they get will be worse than Johnston, but you hope that they can find someone that has been on the fringe and has been looking for an opportunity and will take advantage of their shot.
We're with our sports director, Jeff Hathorn. Can't say enough about the defense, especially number 90, T.J. Watt. Right, Jeff?
Who?
Oh, man.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Even when he felt like he beat the system by beating the snap count and was called off sides, somehow the ball finds him, or he finds ways to get to the ball. He again made impact plays. You know, it wasn't just him. I thought Highsmith had a nice, consistent game on the other side. Ogunjobi played he only had three tackles, but you noticed him with pressure on the quarterback, moving that offensive line. Cam Hayward had four tackles. You know, you don't hear a lot of safeties getting tackles or even linebackers. It was that defensive front that was making plays, and, you know, that's where you want to see it start. I thought across the line, even the subs that came in, there wasn't a drop-off. Mon Adams had a big sack. It was a good game up front.
All right. If assuming that Russell Wilson is physically able to perform, do you think they go to him to start in Denver against his old team from last year, which was an ugly relationship?
Yes, I do think he will start. Even though Justin won the game, and you could be superstitious that way, I think it will be Russell Wilson, that he was the starting quarterback, and it's a 1 week of injuries. It's not like Justin, you know, set some kind of record with his performance. So if he's healthy, but again, these are tricky injuries. We saw Russ have to miss a couple of weeks of camp because of it. And doctors might say, hey, take some more time. But you know this, he's not going to say it because he knows what to say in front of a camera. This game would mean a lot to Russell Wilson.
Jeff Hathorn, appreciate your time as always, partner. We'll talk to you Wednesday, too, if you don't mind.
Yes, thanks, boys. And Larry, good job coming away with a win on Saturday.
Yeah, it was my kick at the end that mattered, but...
Well done.
That was great fun, though, to see Pitt come back down 21 awesome, on the road. Wow.
Larry Richard to the rescue.
Yeah, right. All right. Odyssey Sports Director Jeff Hathorn on the Big K Morning Show. And stand by. We've got Roberto Clemente Jr. next, and we'll explain why. It's one of those things, Paul, that never, ever gets old.
No.
Roberto Clemente's 3,000th hit. at Old Three River Stadium. And this is a special week for the Clemente family. Roberto Clemente Day in Major League Baseball is September 15th. And there's a big event on Thursday night, the Roberto Clemente Foundation presents. And joining us is Roberto Clemente Jr. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing this morning?
Good, Roberto. Thanks for taking the time. This is such a special week, as I mentioned. And, you know, my memories of your dad are still strong, but one special night on that Roberto Clemente night when Neil Walker, whose father, the late Tom Walker, knew your dad very well and was with him loading that aircraft. And your dad told Tom Walker, you go to the New Year's Eve party, I'll catch up with you later. And to have Neil Walker with you there and your mom and your brothers at PNC Park, and Neil hit a home run over the Roberto Clemente wall, was kind of a magical moment for me, and I would imagine for you and your family too.
Absolutely, Larry. Always, you know, seeing Neil, it's a reminder of that evening. So absolutely, that was a special night for sure. To be able to, you can't write it any better, right? You cannot write it any better for that moment. And every time I see Neil and we talk, I always remember that evening as every 31st of December.
Man, it gave me just chills. And even now, just thinking about it, when Tom Walker told me the story of how he knew your dad, and he said, you know, there was almost no Neil Walker or anybody else in my family. And I didn't know at the time. And we were actually sitting in the stands at then McKechnie Park when Neil was getting his first chances, you know, as a Pirate minor leaguer. And wow, what a story. And speaking of which, all these years later, Roberto, does it still amaze you how much love and emotion that people have for your dad?
You know, it truly does, Larry. I was talking about that a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, the more you think about it, it's been over a half a century. And when they hear the name, or when they meet the family, a family member, the tears, I mean, it's an immediate tears. It's true emotion on how Dad touched his people. It was not about being a baseball player. Yeah, they respected, they loved the way he played the game, but there was a human connection to him, how he carried himself as he walked and helped people. And I think how he was meant to be. It was meant for him to be able to play the game of baseball, to use it as a platform to help others, and how he healed people as a chiropractor and a healer. I mean, everything he did, all those years later, he's been a great impact. He was a, you know, I think the first one of the, if you talk about, you know, being a person of influence, an influencer, I believe he was the first influencer out there that connected with people, and that people still are connected to him.
Wait a minute. He was a chiropractor too?
Yeah. Oh, I could listen. I could sit here and tell you all the stories, the things that I saw as a kid. People would walk. They knew that he could heal people, right? And people would walk to the house and knock on the door all kinds of times at night. And so he would open the door, sometimes in his pajamas or, you know, whatever. So he would open the door, see what's going on. And I remember I would sneak out of my room to watch him and Mom work. Like, Mom would assist Dad. He had a bag in the back in the room with all kinds of tools for chiropractors and tees with to be able to hit the pressure points. He had like hand massaging machine, or just he was always ahead of technology, and he was ahead of the game. So I take that from him in terms of being connected to technology, mostly in health and wellness, because that's what he did. And I mean, he healed people. He would work on them, even administrators from hospitals.
Boy, add that to the list. A lot of people don't know that your dad was a United States Marine. And they go, no.
Yes,
I go, absolutely. Yes. And very proud of his service to this country on that level. And by the way, if you haven't been to the Roberto Clemente Museum, check that out. But Roberto, Thursday night, the Ambassador's Dinner, so important again. Who are you going to recognize?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Guys, this year.
Well, number one, I want to thank you for being our MC for that special evening. So I thank you, Larry. We're looking forward to seeing you on Thursday. I myself have been, people haven't seen me in a while since I've been without sleep for, 2.5 weeks now after our baby was born. But we are going to be celebrating and honoring the Josh Gibson Foundation and the great work that they have been doing for so many years. And Sean has been head of that, and we're really very proud what they have done. Someone that is very... very close to the Pirate family, that I believe that, you know, after all these years, the Pirates, the last World Series was 1979. Before then was, 71. And Danny Murtaugh, who was very respected by my father. The family have been outstanding relationship with them, and we're honoring them as well. And, you know, General Mills, who have been a very supporting company, a corporation with the Clemente Foundation, and we're looking forward to being able to have a special night that evening.
That's Thursday night at the Heinz History Center in Pittsburgh Strip District. You can go to RobertoClementeFoundation.org and get ticket and details of the Ambassador's Dinner. And before you go, I ask you this all the time, Roberto, when are we going to see a movie about your dad?
Well, I tell you what, we are very happy. There's a Vinegar Hill just completed the documentary. The documentary went to South by Southwest, did fantastic. It's going around in different film festivals, and that's a preamp for the movie. I can tell you, I can assure you, the movie will start filming next year. So I that's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
So I'm
going
to keep it there.
That's good.
I'm praying. Keep your fingers crossed that we can get to that point.
That's awesome news.
So
yeah.
We should be filming next year. So that is the plan. I'm very excited about it. I can't wait for that project to be done, because it's a project to, you know, that we're waiting to watch for over 50 years now.
That's so beautiful, and I can't wait. Roberto, on behalf of you and your brothers, looking forward to the Ambassador's Dinner Thursday night, and then, of course, Roberto Clemente Day in Major League Baseball Sunday. Thank you for the time this morning. Honored to MC, and looking forward to seeing you and the family, and congrats on the new baby.
Well, thank you, Larry. Thank you very much. God bless.
All right. Roberto Clemente Jr.
My first baseball hero was Roberto Clemente when I was growing up as a boy in Great Falls, Montana, and I had no idea I would be here, and I had no idea how much more I would learn about a great man like I did this morning.
It's an exciting week for the family and for Pirates fans, for that matter.
Yep.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard getting ready for a very, very busy week for a lot of people. We got a lot going on, including the debate tomorrow night between Donald Trump, Kamala Harris. We'll cover it live from ABC in its entirety here. And we'll have kind of a pregame, if you will. It'll be 90 minutes, again, starting at 9 tomorrow from Philadelphia. Meanwhile, joining us is the head coach of Pitt's very, very successful volleyball team, now entering his 12th season, Dan Fisher. Dan has been extraordinarily successful, 5 ACC championships over a 7-year span, first 4 NCAA Elite 8 appearances, university's first 3 Division I women's final, 4 appearances, and he's already on a roll, and he's on the Big K Morning Show. Dan, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You are already underway, and you're already rolling as you get ready to head out to USC on Wednesday. Meantime, congratulations on all your success.
Thank you. It's we got a good group this year, so we're very hopeful.
Are you excited about the reaction? Women's volleyball, the sport, as you know better than anybody, has grown in popularity over the years, and now you're getting great crowds to come out and see your women compete. And I know in the future you'll actually have a new home on the campus with Victory Heights, right?
So yeah, we're about a year and a half away from that opening, and you know, there was some delays with COVID, and you know, but there's been a lot of anticipation for it, so it's great to see the progress every day.
And of the last 6 seasons, by the way, Dan's Panthers have won 169 games. They're number 1 in the nation, and I know that comes with a lot of excitement, but a lot of pressure too. What do you attribute to your success?
Well, there's no secrets. We just we work really hard, and we care about the girls a lot, and we've gotten fortunate with some recruiting. But it's winning's the combination of a lot of things going right.
Yeah, a lot of hard work, though, first and foremost, right? I remember when you came in with some of your players last year. I guess it's not surprising some are so tall, but it seems to work for you.
Yeah, I would like to get even taller if I could.
That said, you're going to be on the left coast here for a while, and then the next opportunity is pretty big a week from Wednesday. It's Pitt and Penn State at the Pete. Pretty exciting, even to compete against a classic rival like Penn State, right?
Yeah, we've got a few games to go before that, but you know, we anticipate a great crowd, and you know, I think there's a chance. You know, I would think we'll both be top 10 ranked in the country, maybe top 5.
And if you want, get tickets now, because there's a good chance this one will sell out at the Pete again. That's next Wednesday at 7:00. And otherwise, I like playing in Malibu, Pepperdine. You know, if I would have discovered Pepperdine when I was going to Clarion, I don't know that I could afford it living out there. For those that don't know, it overlooks the Pacific Ocean above Malibu, right?
Yeah, they have, I think, their dorm food is probably the best view of any dorm, any dining commons in the country.
It's pretty spectacular. Well, keep up the win streak, and we'll see you at the Pete a week from Wednesday. Be safe in your travels.
Thank you, and looking forward to it.
You got it. Head coach of Pitt's volleyball team, the great Dan Fisher on the Big K Morning Show. My Wheel of Fortune, Paul. You know, today is a very significant day if you're a Wheel of Fortune fan.
Because, oh, that's right. Yeah, today's the day.
Ryan Seacrest takes over for Pat Sajak, who spent over four decades doing what he did. And Vanna White's not going anywhere. Here's CBS's Meg Oliver.
Ryan Seacrest is taking over for TV legend Pat Sajak, who, as you know, retired back in May. Wheel of Fortune is distributed by CBS Media Ventures, part of our parent company, that's Paramount Global. Meg Oliver has more on Seacrest's first big spin of the big wheel. Here we go.
Wheel of Fortune!
After 8,000 episodes.
Bust a move?
Yeah, that's
it. What?
And thousands of solved puzzles under former host Pat Sajak.
Well, this is it, Ryan. What do you think? Impressive, Pat.
It's time for Ryan Seacrest's spin as the new host of Wheel of Fortune. As he told CBS Sunday Morning, he understands how much the show means to its audience.
This is such an incredible, special franchise. It's more than a TV show. It is something that means something to people. And when I found out that this was an opportunity for me, there was no thought to this. It was like, absolutely. Let's figure it out and let's get started.
Though he has big shoes to fill, this is not something new for Seacrest.
Pat Sajak is not the first legend that Ryan Seacrest has succeeded. He first took over for Casey Kasem as the host of America's Top 40. Then he took over for Dick Clark with New Year's Rockin' Eve. So he really knows how to do this. That was a big selling point, in fact, in why he was the number one choice.
And his transition will be made easier with Vanna White, who will remain as co-host on the show.
I've known Ryan for probably 20 years, but in the past couple of months, we've done some traveling together for the show, and we got to know each other a little better too, so I think our chemistry is good.
As Seacrest and White find their chemistry, they'll look to build on the show's devoted following.
Wheel of Fortune is really an incredible success story. This is a show that has been going on for four decades, teaching people how to learn English when they come to this country, or that everyone just sits down with their families and watches at the end of the day.
For CBS Mornings, I'm Meg Oliver.
How about that?
And we have Merv Griffin to thank for this. The great shows, and Jeopardy, too.
You know, there was a time where Pat Sajak wanted to have a national TV talk show, and he did for a very, very brief period of time, like 35 years ago.
I think, wasn't that on CBS?
Yeah, he was a few years into Wheel, and then he decided, you know, he wanted to do something else, too. But that was short-lived. But I'm sure he made a bunch of money, boatloads of money doing it.
Oh, I can't. You know, and imagine the kind of patience that you would have to do the job that Vanna White does. It would, you know, I mean, year after year after year doing the same basic thing and being pleasant and obviously easy on the eyes. But, yeah, she and Pat Sajak made a good team. I hope that the chemistry is right for her and Ryan. I would say this now, the question that pops up for me is what's next for Ryan Seacrest? He's never too busy to do something new, right?
Well, he did say, I think he's maxed out for now, but that's for now.
Yeah.
So we'll see. And how about this? You gave me this Beetlejuice, speaking of entertainment.
Yeah, this caught my eye. I know that I haven't seen anything quite like this in a while from the movie industry.
Yeah, the largest and most influential theatrical company there, Cinemark, announced the company achieved its all-time best September domestic box office weekend, driven by Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice is back. How about that?
Kind of reminds me of what happened with Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, people really respond to these very popular movies from a while back. And Beetlejuice is a great movie. So now I've got to probably go check this one out.
But the fact that people are going back to the theaters, too, because it was bottomed out, obviously, during COVID and post. So that's kind of encouraging if you're a theater lover like me.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right?
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!